This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. More chaos in Pakistan. Gunmen opened fire on two police stations in Karachi today as supporters of opposition leader Benazir Bhutto were protesting against her house arrest. Police say no one was hurt. Yesterday, Bhutto said she will not go forward with a power-sharing plan with President Pervez Musharraf and that her party will likely boycott parliamentary elections in January. Bhutto was placed under house arrest Tuesday for the second time in 5 days. Government officials are trying to stop her from holding a march against Musharraf. NPR's Philip Reeves sent us this report from outside the house where Bhutto is staying in Lahore.
It is reported that she says that she still wants to go ahead with the march, or what she's calling a march. It is in fact a motorcade procession of several days from the city of Lahore to the capital city, Islamabad, 200 miles away. But she is very clearly locked down at the moment by the security forces of the city of Lahore and of the province of Punjab. There are also, apart from scores of riot police, a number of intelligence agents around. They have been helping pick up supporters of Bhutto who have come to the scene to show their support for the leader of their party, the Pakistan People's Party, and they've been arrested and taken away in prison vans.
That's NPR's Philip Reeves reporting from Lahore. Meanwhile, the Bush administration has announced it's sending a top-level envoy to Pakistan. The U.S. official will try to convince Musharraf to lift the emergency rule he declared 4 days ago and restore the Constitution. A U.S. federal judge has ordered the White House to keep copies of all its emails, despite efforts by Bush administration lawyers arguing against such a move. The judge's decision was made in response to two lawsuits alleging that the White House may have destroyed 5 million emails in violation of federal law. The suits were brought by two private groups, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics and the National Security Archive. The issue first surfaced nearly 2 years ago in the leak probe of administration officials who disclosed the identity of a former CIA agent. And from Washington to the Middle East, where American plane manufacturers are taking off big time. At the Dubai Air Show over the weekend, Dubai-based airline Emirates placed an order for planes from both Airbus and Boeing, potentially worth $35 billion, the industry's biggest deals ever. But Airbus made what was perhaps the highest profile deal, a more than $300 million supersized luxury airplane specially designed for one Saudi Arabian billionaire. In a deal announced yesterday, Prince Al-Waleed bin Talal will become the proud owner of an Airbus A380, the world's biggest passenger plane. The plane is still being custom designed for the prince. Among the options he could choose, a movie theater, a gym with jacuzzi, and private bedrooms. That's the news, and it's always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
Luke and Allison.
Have you ever flown on a private jet?
No, I cannot say that I have.
I did once.
Really? Was it fancy?
Pretty swanky.
But see, my question is, with that big jet, it's just going to be him. Isn't he going to be lonely? He's going to fly like the entire Emirate?
That prince is not a lonely man.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking he has some company.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rachel.
You're welcome.